Radio Tonic.
So how did I send myself blind? That's right.
And then they banned me.
My name is Mark Fennell. I'm a film critic. I'm a technology journalist. I host some TV shows and some stuff. I'm very busy.
Okay, I'm going to grab it out of my wallet. It is a card that reads,
"Optometry license for the wearing of contact lenses, presented to Mark Fennell to encourage good eye behaviour."
So what happened was, the year is 2009. I am 23. I wear contact lenses. I've worn contact lenses since I was a kid. I think in 1993, my dad took me to an Elton John concert and he was like, "Isn't it great? Can't you see everything?" I'm like, "No, I could see like a beige splotch." And that was when they went, "Oh, you're probably quite blind." The problem is I'm also extremely lazy.
Maggie's got sore eyes.
Oh, wow, that's a different sound. So what I did was, they're contact lenses that I would take out of my eyes every night. I'd put them in the case, swish them around, put them next to my bed, wake up in the morning, put them back on again.
So we've got liquid here. This is the magic liquid. It was always taught to me that it was tears. It's tears in a bottle. Pull open your eyes, and then pop it in, close, open around, look around, and make a funny eye at the person that just walked in to go to the bathroom.
In this one instance, in 2009, I wore this one pair for about 18 months.
And there, it's in. I have sight.
Which is not at all how they were supposed to work. The idea was that you'd replace them, you'd get new ones every month, but I just kept on using them every day. Because I was like, "Oh, if you put them in the water, it'd be fine."
You know, it's funny, because the optometrist never taught me how to do it. I learned how to put contact lenses on from my dad.
I can look and behave like an adult, but deep down, I'm still a teenage boy. Deep down, I'm still shit at life. Like, I'm really good at getting jobs and doing things that look good audience-facing, but when it comes to life maintenance, I may well be the most incapable human being that has ever existed.
When my eyes were hurting, I really had no concept of what was going on. So imagine you've just looked up at the sun. You know that shooting pain that goes right to the back of your head, right? That, looking at ordinary things. This is the normal world. Why can't I see anything?
What eventually started happening was I started getting these sharp pains in the side of my eye, and I couldn't open up my eyes for more than 30 seconds. And actually, this is how I got addicted to Twitter. So I'd open my eyes, write something bitchy on Twitter, then go, "Ow, it burns," and close my eyes again.
Oh, my eyes!
Pain exists for a reason. Pain exists to tell you that you're pushing your body and doing something that it shouldn't be doing. Your body is giving you a warning, going, "You know what? Back up." Unfortunately, all the trappings of modern life and the busyness of modern life, that evolutionary reaction was overwhelmed.
Sometimes basic life maintenance is where I fall down, and I fall down repeatedly. I admit it, I'm an idiot.
The one day I woke up, I could not open my eyes for longer than like 5 seconds, and so I went to the optometrist. I couldn't get to the optometrist.
"The next train goes to the eye hospital, you fool. Change your contact lenses."
People must have thought I was mad. I was standing there, train platform in Petersham in Sydney, my eyes kind of half open to see if I could make out whether the train was coming. Is that train heading the right direction? I've never felt more discombobulated in my life. I got to the optometrist, who I'd been seeing since I was 8 years old. He looked at me and went, "What the hell have you done?" Turns out these contact lenses had built up tiny calcifications. Like, they were digging craters in my cornea. And he's like, "You are never allowed to wear contact lenses again." When you blow up what my corneas look like, it looked like Mars. After Mars had been attacked by aliens, it was disastrous. So I had to go home and I had to put these drops in my eyes and I had to sit rear window style in my office. And of course, my office at the time, being a film critic, was just wall-to-wall DVDs. And I'd open my eyes and I'd look at this wall of movies and I'd go, "Ah, if I could see..." This weekend, I'd watch that movie, that movie, that movie, that movie. They'd all go together. Ow, it burns! I'd basically come up with chapters that I would turn into a book.
That movie book by that blind movie guy.
I love the smell of tears in the morning. After about a year and a half, I can walk in and say, "Hey, I've got this TV show. Everyone thinks I'm enough of a wanker. Wearing glasses on top of it is only making it worse. Can I go back to wearing contact lenses?"
The optometrist did eventually say I could go back to wearing contact lenses, but on one condition, that I walk around with this license and on the back it reads, "Throw them away. Throw them away, Mark."
Yeah, it's totally like a pen license.
I've learned my lesson.
To this day, they only ever give me daily ones. I have to wear them and throw them out because they know I would go back to doing what I did before. I sent myself blind. My optometrist
banned me from wearing contact lenses, and I'm the only person on Earth that has a contact lens license from my optometrist.
Mark Fennell was talking with Timothy Nicastri. I'm Jesse Cox. This is Radio Tonic.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.